At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here, 9:32, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to bring in Five Star, our guy, going to give us some winners this weekend as we head to the championship games. What's up, Five Star?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Hey, so let's talk a little bit about these games this week. Okay, so I see. Okay, I know which side you're going to be on there. What do you think of? You got some prop bets, but you don't have. Do you like the Bengals going into Kansas City? And how much is the angle playing into it for you?
I can't get that one out. It's it's going to be bad luck and super jinky. You know, I got plus 900 on those Bengals, so I'll be hedging it. Probably in game. My dream scenario would be the Bengals getting ahead early and then being able to jump in live and get on the other side and make sure I make a nice profit on that. Like I said, I have the plus 900. So obviously I want the Bengals to win. I have them plus 900 to win the AFC and plus 1600 to win the Super Bowl.
Ooh,
so,
nice.
So
you're a hedge. Yeah. You're a hedge away.
That's all. Yeah, you're going to have to hedge a little bit of that, huh?
But like he said, you know, it's funny that everyone talks about that too, that live betting's really changed a lot, Five Star, that people now, if you like a team, like I've even talked to somebody who said one of their favorite things is they look at an underdog that they love and they will play them. They'll take the points. They play it really high. Well, I say really high. It's like they said they'll play it like 500. And then they hope that their handicapping is right, that they get out quickly. And then they go live, and they're looking to play middles basically, and they'll play 200 to 250 on the other side, and they look to win it both. And the live action has really changed the ability for people to have different ways to win.
Yeah, if you really know how to manage it as I do, tennis, football, basketball—they all great opportunities for live betting. If you're in it to bet to win and you're not just betting to play, then you want to go live because you can always make a profit.
That's the name of the game. Let's make a profit. So let's see what you got this weekend. You like that Eagles San Francisco game?
Yeah, I love the Eagles, man. I love them first half and for the game. This is going to be a tough road environment. It's something Brock Purdy or the Niners squad, they haven't had to deal with it in the last few months, guys. The NFL really looked out for San Fran. They've had one of the lighter slates in the second half of the season. The Niners have played only 3 true road games in their last 11 contests, and one was a neutral fight when they went to Mexico City against Arizona. The other two were SoFi in L.A. and the Allegiant Stadium here in Vegas. Both these road games were overrun with Niners fans, and they were like de facto home games. They did win in Seattle, which is a tough environment, but they're also very familiar with that environment since the Seahawks are a division rival. The Niners, and especially their rookie quarterback, have not faded in an environment like Philly. You guys know how rowdy it gets in Philly. Not only is a huge home field advantage, but Purdy hasn't seen a defense like this Eagles unit. Philly boasts the number 2 defense, only behind the Niners, but the group is also ranked number 1 against the pass in the NFL. These are the 2 best teams in the NFC. The difference will be Jalen Hurts and his ability to affect the game with his arm and his legs. I think Purdy finally gets mortal, and you know, the environment, the defense overwhelmed the young quarterback. The Eagles have been the best team in the NFC since week 1, and going to the Super Bowl, that isn't enough. This is also a revenge spot for Hurts and Sirianni. If you remember last year, they lost a really tough game to the Niners at home, but that was before the offense had added A.J. Brown. I think he has a big game this week because he had a really down game last week. He was really upset about it. So I kind of think the Sunday is the Eagles' coronation. So we're going to go with the Eagles' first half to start earlier. They've been the highest scoring team in the first half in the NFL all season. And we're going with the Eagles' full game to hold on and win the game. We're also going to go with Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown rushing. It's plus 132. He'll be looking to break Cam Newton's single-season record, guys. He's tied with him at 14. I think he breaks that record on Sunday.
And are those records counted in the postseason?
They're adding them up because they said that he had 13 in the regular season, but they counted the one that he had last week and said that he now is tied with Cam Newton for the single-season record. So obviously they are.
Yeah. So Eagles first half money line, you like that. I tell you what, Jalen looked like the Eagles look like the Eagles again. I mean, it's amazing. You got to hit your stride. Like we know with the Astros, you got to hit your stride when you hit the playoffs. And that was a really good sign for people who like the Eagles. I still wonder if my Eagles and Bills Super Bowl matchup that I had from September 6th, I still wonder if that's got a chance, John. I don't know if I still got a chance or not. But I thought it was looking good for a lot of the year. I thought, hey, I'm looking – because, you know, the Eagles, I just thought you added A.J. Brown. That's a big deal. It is interesting to see. Here's another one. A.J. Brown was kind of chirping a little bit on the sidelines last week. He's addressed it this week that he wanted to ball more, and that's why. I wonder if the squeaky wheel gets the grease. I know you don't have that as one of your plays, but I'm curious if one of the things I look for with individual – plays like that, now that we have so many individual receptions, touchdowns, yards, is if A.J. Brown maybe is a little more of a focus early in the game after a little, you know, complaining a little bit.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. He had some good props, too. His props were, I believe his yards were, let me see. I know to score a touchdown, he was plus 160, which is a really juicy number, but I could definitely see him getting a touchdown. As you said, he cried a little bit last week, and Deion, I'm sure, wants to please the star receiver. It's over under 68.5 on receiving yards, and actually he's flew over that eight out the last 10 games, except for last week he only had 22 yards, but besides that, he's flown over that, man.
It's the Niners, I get it, you know, but I get that's the concern. I still think the squeaky wheel gets the grease, though. And I think Jalen wants this guy happy, although I also think Jalen's going to do what's best for his team, too. Jalen's a leader now. If he thinks Devontae Smith is a guy that's the matchup, then he'll go at him, too.
Definitely. Did you know he was working with Tom Brady, Tom Brady's coach? And as you look at his throwing most, you can really see it now.
Who, Jalen? Yeah, he went to school on it, and you see he's made some great strides. He was already a good thrower. I was at his pro day, and, man, the ball comes out. Like, he's always been able to throw it. It was a question of throwing with timing, and he's a guy that really worked on his game, man. I have so much respect for him as a person, as a leader, his high football character. He's tough as crap. It's fun to see the final four quarterbacks we have. Purdy is the big story. Pat Mahomes, the high ankle sprain. Let's get into that a little bit. We talked about some of the prop bets there. You know, you talked about you're going to be hedging that game. What about some prop bets we could be looking to play in higher or lower, over or under here with this game?
I'm going to go with Kelce's longest reception under 23.5. That's a pretty big play for a tight end to go over 25 yards. And we know Travis Kelce, he's the best tight end we've seen in a long time in the NFL. And he's a great player. But after coming off of 14 receptions against Jacksonville, I just know he's going to be the focus of that Cincinnati defense this week. And their defensive coordinator does a really good job situationally with putting those guys in the right position to make plays. And I just really think that they're going to be able to bracket Kelce and limit some of his production. He's over 7.5 on the receptions. I was looking at that one, but I don't know, because if they get behind, he's going to be, you know, going to eat up those receptions at the end in the two-minute drill. So we didn't go that way. But I definitely think that he's going to go under 23.5 for his longest reception. I also was looking at Joe Burrow. He's going under 280 yards passing. Joe Shiesty has only eclipsed 280 yards three times in the last 10 games. The key to the Bengals' success is the balance of their running game now. And Zach Taylor does a really good job at, you know, blending things, using Joe Mixon and Samaje Perine. I think they get plenty of carries, because at the end of the day, they understand that ball control is going to be the key to this game and keeping the ball out of Mahomes' hand.
All right, and then you like Isaiah Pacheco, too?
Oh, yeah, I got to go with Pacheco. Same reason behind the under 280 on Burrow. Pacheco is the focus of that running game. Now, he's really been quietly, had a really great rookie year, man, and he's flown over 47 and a half. All of the last 10 games, he only went under there twice. All other 8 times he flew over. He's averaging about 55 yards per game. I think that he's going to be the focus of that offense with Mahomes battling a high ankle injury. He's pretty much the cowbell now of that team. And I think that Bieniemy and Coach Reed get it to him. So we're going to go with Pacheco over 47 and a half yards rushing.
I like that a lot, too. Yeah, they're going to have to run the football. I think that's what
they
saw that the Bills didn't run the football at all against the Bengals, and look what happened. They're going to have to force it. Even if they're forcing it, they're still going to have – he'll still have some success, running outside against this defense. I like that. I like that one a lot. I don't know about the Kelce one, though, dude. I could certainly see him being out by himself and picking up 25 to 30 yards.
Well, that's
on a
the thing.
Play.
He does it with his legs.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be. The Kelce one's tricky, but how much is Mahomes going to throw? And how much can he sit back there in the pocket and wait for long routes to. That's why I love the Isaiah Pacheco one.
Yeah.
McKinnon just magically, gets more snaps than you expect. Pacheco's been great, and they have to run the ball.
Kelce's their big play guy, though. I could certainly see him going down the field, catching 125 yards down the field.
Yeah.
But you'll be surprised when you look at his yards, John. He actually hasn't. In the last 10 games, he's only had 2 receptions over that amount. He usually gets in the chunks, man, at 15 or 10 yards at a time, 20 yards cap. It's not often that he goes over. He had a 38-yard reception early in the year and a 35, but most of the time it's been around 20 yards is his longest reception.
Not just twice, huh? That's interesting. I would have thought about being more than that, huh? Interesting.
And I trust the Bengals defensive coordinator, man. I really like what he does. So I think that, especially with him going off like he did last week, everyone knows that the weak spot for Kansas City are their wide out. So I think that they're going to make Mahomes go wide. I think they're going to figure out ways to, like I said, bracket Kelce. I just don't see them allowing him to get up that seam like that. Jesse Bates is a real good player, man, at safety, and I think they're going to think of some ways to limit him. You can't stop him. He's the best tight end in the league, so.
I'm really interested. So what Bill Belichick would do is he would focus everything right now on taking out Travis Kelce. If you're going to throw, you're throwing to somebody else. Bill Belichick would – that's what he was famous for. He's going to take away your best weapon. And now with that ankle issue – it's going to be interesting to see how he would respond. Well, Lou Anarumo, who is the DC for the Bengals, he's got to get head coaching interviews after the year's over. I mean, he's got to, because he's done such an amazing job with that defense. So it will be interesting to see how they play Pat Mahomes with a high ankle sprain and how they play, how they try to take away Kelce, what they're going to try to do. This is a fascinating game to me, but I do think I got to be honest with you. The high ankle sprain changes everything for me. You just don't get away from that easily. And I really love your Bengals play right now. I think you're in good shape with that one. It looks like the Bengals are hitting their stride.
I wouldn't hedge too much, brother. You got a good
play. I hope I don't have to, man. Me and the clients got it. And I actually posted it when I originally made it. I did a video on the Wagering World, but I also did a clip, and I made sure I got it out to everyone. I know you probably saw it last the week before they played Kansas City. I told everyone to jump on the Bengals now, because after they play Cincinnati, after they played the Chiefs, after they beat them, the number was going to fall, and it was plus 900 before that week. They beat Kansas City, went down to 600, and it's never went over that again. It's never came anywhere close to that. So I got a couple of clients that I'm sure listeners are really happy about that 9-1 that I got and that they got. And guys, another thing I was thinking about, do you know that as we're predicting, that Philly goes and Cincinnati, we got two quarterbacks with dads that are coaches. That means something.
Absolutely. Absolutely means something. You think those two are two sharp guys. There's no question about it. That's Five Star
sharp,
in Vegas.
Sharp guys.
At Five Star in Vegas. Five Star, best of luck this weekend, man.
Hey, guys, let's get it. I'll see you guys soon. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, there he is. Now let's talk a little insurance before we hit News of the Weird.
TGS Insurance says, text the word money to 232323. And we will do for you in 15 seconds what you would have to do for yourself in about 3 hours. And that means shopping multiple A-rated insurance companies to get you the very best rate on your homeowner's insurance. And it's a great way for you to save money that you are spending. You know, that's one where you have a huge chunk of cash that you have to send out every check every single year, credit card, whatever you're doing. And you don't have to. And here's a great thing. Competitive rates. If you've been with the same company for years, you're going to find that you may get a competitive rate from TGS Insurance within 15 seconds. It ends up saving you in the thousands. And wouldn't you love to have that money back if you've already prepaid your insurance because you got a discount? Did you know that it's not like, you know, an energy bill or a cell phone contract? You can get out of it just like that. You can cancel, go with the other company today, and they will send you the prorated amount back in the form of a credit to your credit card or a check. That's how it works. When I say they, the other company that you are with. So text the word money to 232323. You have nothing to lose. Within 15 seconds, they'll give you a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. It is tgsinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.